turning into a fiscal mess, if you will. But the president is coming back to Washington today. The Senate will be there later tonight. House Speaker John Boehner has basically said it's up to you guys now, you guys being the Senate and the president. And there's not a whole lot of hope they're going to do something at the last minute here to avoid going over the cliff. If anything, it's possible that there could be a stopgap measure, something that just protects tax increases for people who are making $250,000 a year or less, and then maybe a mechanism that delays the worst consequences of the cliff from going into effect, the really deep spending cuts set to take effect on January 1st. But there are just more hurdles. You have to have agreement from Republicans in the Senate to let that go through without any obstacles or filibusters. And then once it gets through the Senate, if it does, and let's say miraculously the Senate does something today, then the House has to take it up. House Speaker Boehner has said that he will consider anything that comes out of the Senate, but he's not going to recall the rank-and-file members of the House with less than 48 hours' notice. So if something happened today, the soonest the House could consider it would be Saturday, even if they come to an agreement, which is looking less and less likely now. We're going right up against that deadline.